The Wonderful Political Malfeasance of the Left by Alan Thomas. Earlier this month, Democrats had the perfect setup. The government was about to shut down. Republicans waited until the 11th hour. There was some talk of Republican dissension, and the economy was in a state that could ill afford a downturn. The setting was ripe for a government shutdown with only Republicans to blame for it. Then Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer did the unthinkable. He said that Democrats would be responsible for the shutdown by using the filibuster. He wasted all his political capital to try and get just a one-month continuing resolution, and in so doing, put the Democrats between a rock and a hard place. While he quickly backed down and eventually supported not shutting the government down, this scenario is indicative of the politically incompetent moves that the left has been making since Trump took office. The hate for Trump has pushed the left into a position where they no longer care about the environment. They will defend violent criminals and actually argue for waste, fraud, and abuse. Global climate change has been a hot topic for the left to drive social change. Their push for electric vehicles, EVs, has had policy impacts at both a federal and state level in an effort to increase the number of electric vehicles on the road, all in the name of helping the environment by decreasing emissions. The EV industry set new sales records, with Tesla still claiming the large market share of new EV vehicles in 2024. Tesla not only has the top two most popular EVs sold, but the Tesla Cybertruck also came in at number 5. Only Ford appears twice on the top 10 list at number 3 and number 6, which is why it was more than a curious headline that the left was torching and vandalizing the most popular EV manufacturer and targeting private citizens who also had those vehicles. In a weird turn, it is now the left that is bringing back the Nazi swastika by painting it on Tesla vehicles. Logically, it would follow that they are even targeting private citizens who advocate for EV adoption, all because of their opposition to Trump and, by association, Elon Musk. So, which is it for the left? More electric vehicles and saving the environment, or personal animus towards Trump and his advisors? They are actively undermining their own policies and showing all of America that they do not stand on principle. Instead, they are guided by their passions and emotions. Like a mob out of control, if you are on their bad side, then they will torch your cars or anything else that can help them prove their point. The irony is perfectly encapsulated by Democrat Senator Mark Kelly ditching his Tesla for a gas-powered Chevy Tahoe, showing that protests come at the expense of the environment. While the left and right have argued over deporting illegal aliens, Trump again masterfully put the left in an impossible position. As his first batch of deportations, he started with gang members and violent criminals. Now, at a surface level, these make the most sense to any logical thinker. Any person here illegally that is engaging in violent, criminal behavior and is violating the rights of U.S. citizens should get the boot. Since gang activity disproportionately affects impoverished neighborhoods, the Democrats could have easily jumped on board with Trump's actions to foster some limited goodwill and save their political capital to fight over the remaining deportations proposed by Trump. Instead, the left and the mainstream media have decided to fight Trump on keeping violent gang members in our country. For a party that supposedly stands up for the impoverished, sir, these actions point to who Democrats really are. The Democrats do not actually want to stand up for safer communities or for decreasing crime. The Democrats do not actually oppose gang members or drug cartels or even the illicit drug industry. They oppose Trump. They will actively undermine communities and the safety and well-being of anyone who has gotten in the way of these gang members, even if it means that they oppose Trump. It truly is delightful that they are being exposed as the charlatans that they have been and are. Trump acted quickly and decisively with regards to his plans with DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. While not all his actions with DOGE are popular, what has resonated with the public is the rampant waste and fraud that is being discovered and eliminated. The primary place that most Americans agree that should be cut first is predominantly foreign aid. Again, to a logical thinker, this makes sense. When the economy is tight, most Americans would rather see their tax dollars at work within our country than sent abroad. Trump made his moves quickly and yet again forced the Democrats to spend all their political capital on defending foreign aid through USAID. Not only that, but Musk and his team exposed the extraordinary waste that the U.S. was funding through USAID, DEI in Serbia, a transgender opera in Colombia, electric vehicles in Vietnam, funding tourism in Egypt, and even hundreds of millions of dollars that appear to aid the Taliban. Despite publicly posting a list of fraudulent and wasteful spending by USAID, Democrats came to its defense. They showed that instead of transparency, they preferred bureaucracy. Instead of fighting for money to remain in the U.S. to benefit their constituency, they prefer to use taxpayers' dollars to spread their extreme ideology. The Democrats have been outflanked at most every turn by Trump and his team by exposing the political ineptitude of the Democrat Party, a party that has allowed their hatred for one individual to strip them of any political clout, policy stance, or shred of dignity. While these glaring examples show the incompetence of the left, they have also allowed their ideology to pull them into losing battles. The way they use the transgender issue to cudgel others into obedience is now losing its power. The truth has exposed this ideology for what it always has been, a lie similar to their prior lies about the environment, protecting citizens and aiding those citizens. And the voters have said they have had enough. On one hand, one wonders when Democrats will wake up and start playing the long game. But on the other hand, this political whack-a-mole can only help Republicans stay in power by showing the voters that the Democrats care most about money and power. While the Trump 2 administration plows forward with transparency and truth at the helm, we as Republicans should continue to highlight the hypocrisy of the left and engage in real conversations with unaffiliated and right-interested voters about what policies and political issues actually matter to them and how the Republican Party can create avenues toward more freedom and more money in our wallets.